From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. In response to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats, Russia is following suit by expelling the same number of British diplomats. The move comes in response to the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. British officials have laid blame on Russia after discovering a Russian-inherited chemical nerve agent was used in the attack.
But Russia's response doesn't change the facts of the matter. The attempted assassination of two people on British soil, for which there is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable.
Saturday, British Prime Minister Theresa May said Britain is considering its next move. Russians began voting in a presidential election on Sunday, set to give Vladimir Putin a commanding victory, a win that could only be blemished if large numbers do not bother taking part because the result is so predictable. Polling stations have opened on Russia's eastern edge, and voting across the vast country will run until polls close at the westernmost point 22 hours later. American counterterrorism airstrikes in northern Afghanistan are reported to have killed up to 35 Islamic State militants and wounded a dozen more. A regional Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn strikes took place near Zhoujan province. Seven Uzbek nationals are among the dead. The U.S. military did not comment. China's foreign ministry on Saturday expressed its resolute opposition after U.S. President Donald Trump signed legislation that encourages U.S. and Taiwanese counterparts to meet. China urged the U.S. to handle Taiwan-related issues cautiously. This is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram jihadists killed five fishermen on a remote island in northeastern Nigeria Saturday. According to a local official, the fishermen were killed for aiding in the search for dozens of schoolgirls kidnapped last month by jihadists. Members of the militant Islamic group stormed the school in Dapchi in February, taking 110 girls with them as they fled. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa arrived in the Zimbabwean capital Harare on Saturday afternoon for a consultative meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to a Ramaphosa spokeswoman, the meeting was intended to further strengthen the strong economic, political, and social relations between the two countries. Ramaphosa and Mnangagwa were expected to exchange views on important regional, continental, and global issues of mutual concern. The World Health Organization reports a major breakthrough in efforts to contain South Africa's longest and largest listeria outbreak. WHO food safety expert Peter Ben Mbarek says the primary source of the outbreak has been identified as a type of sausage.
2 weeks ago, food was identified as the primary source of this large outbreak. It's a meat, ready-to-eat meat product, the type of sausage very commonly consumed in South Africa and in the region, bologna product.
Mbarek says recalls of the food has happened in South Africa and also in 15 other countries. As of 1 week ago, the WHO has recorded 978 lab-confirmed cases of listeria. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull met a number of Association of Southeast Asian Nations leaders, also known as ASEAN, on the sidelines of the special summit being held in Sydney. Turnbull spoke during a joint news conference Saturday.
Today I'm asking you to continue to be strong advocates and persuasive ones for open markets and free trade, to be bold, to think big, and open your arms to opportunities and your neighbours.
In a light-hearted moment, Indonesian President Joko Widodo joked that politicians of late have had to compete with streaming services like Netflix for the public's attention.
The cause is Netflix. We politicians now have to compete again, Netflix, to grab your attention.
ASEAN leaders will sign an agreement of regional cooperation against violent extremism. The U.S. Air Force identified seven American men who died in a helicopter crash in western Iraq on Thursday. The White House said Friday the crash does not appear to be caused by enemy action. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.